Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, have questions? Need answers? Want to laugh? Then check out the coolest self-help show on the airwaves, Ask Me Levice, hosted by the queen of not being mean, Lacey, and Captain Cool himself, Dakota. That's how you guys do an intro. I just want to throw that out there, people.
I'm the queen of not being lazy, or I'm the queen of not being mean?
You're the queen of not being mean, Lacey.
There we go.
Yeah, it's a title. It's a title, then the name, okay?
Yeah.
Title, name.
Okay.
Not everybody can be Captain Cool like me, but...
Oh, no.
The master
anyway.
Of THC.
He has a cape and everything. Anyway,
Well, we can start the show off with some sad news if you want to, because we were just talking about this before we went live. I'll let you go ahead and do it.
You know, we're very sad to hear about the loss of Leslie Jordan, comedian, activist, friend. I mean, he was an awesome guy. Like, I hate it. Especially that he went.
Yeah, he was in so many like shows and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like, I remember Will and Grace, and I don't. There were so many shows. It's like hard to name because like literally he was on a bunch of shows from like what the 80s up till he passed.
And you know, and when COVID hit, like he became like this social media star. Like it was so funny because like he was already a star. In his own right. And then, like, during COVID, like, he was going stir crazy, and he decided social media was. So he was big on Instagram and huge, you know, huge on Facebook. And he was even on, I think, Twitter, I think. But anyways, I liked watching his videos on Instagram during that time. And he was such a funny and sweet man. I think his mom actually passed just a few months prior, so they said he was having some medical trouble and was trying to, and wrecked his car into a wall. So that was this morning, but anyway, never know when it's your last day. That's for
sure. Yeah, that's true right there. Well, start the show off with some sad news. Maybe we should have saved that for the end of the show.
Now we can only go up,
I guess. So.
Yeah, no way to go up now. We have room to improve, so now you've been sad.
Moving forward with some random news.
Yes. So, it is October. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You know. Tautos for men and women.
But yeah, like she's saying, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So help us, help you, help me, help Shane, help Lacey, help you, help Logan, help us, help somebody save the Tatas. And remember, if you're not saving boobs, you're no hero. Bam.
Apparently, you're a hero. Oh, man. But this episode, we have some questions that come in with actual breast cancer survivors have some questions, and some people that are dealing with breast cancer have sent in some questions. So should be interesting. And also we have some ads and news stories. So we're moving on up. So
let's see here. Random news story. A Mississippi woman catches a random man on her door bell cam, piss on her car, and shit on her porch, and then run off.
Wow.
I don't know where to start at with this. Yeah. I don't know who she pissed off. It sounds like she pissed somebody off.
Literally, because they pissed. But
yeah, literally, because they pissed on her. Pissed on her car, man. Maybe she, like, ran somebody off in traffic or something, because this sounds like a personal thing against the car.
I know, like, my thing is, you took the time and you were very brave and didn't care if anybody seen you shitting on a car, so not saying kudos to somebody who
He pissed on the car, and then I take it, what made them realize somebody was there was he went to take a shit on the door, or not the door, but like the porch area, and it sat off the camera thing or whatever that they had. And that's how they realized, like, somebody was out there. And I don't know if they, like, yelled or came out, turned a light on, but dude ran off. A little chihuahua snuck up on him.
Yeah.
The bad thing is, like, he didn't wipe. This man's running down the road, like you said, trying to pull his pants up. Dookie just going everywhere.
Stop.
Yeah.
No.
The doo-doo burglar, that is his new name, the doo-doo burglar. He didn't even steal anything, but...
He didn't steal anything, so I can't be a burglar.
All right, the doo-doo prowler.
The doo-doo prowler.
The doo-doo prowler. Hmm. He will prowl your windows and doo-doo on your steps and run off.
If you don't pay him any attention when he's... do it, because if not, he's going to shoot you like...
Yeah. Shit everywhere. It starts with one turd and it ends with seven. Oh god. When did the show we start talking about? We're gonna move on to the next one, guys.
It's almost like the spirit of cat here. Anyway, going on, moving on to the next story.
Yeah, right. Alright. In California, a food truck full of bacon goes missing, and then the empty truck was found 4 days later. Return to the spot it was stolen from.
With bacon in it?
No, it was empty.
Oh, well, that's crappy. Like,
it was weird they took it back. I mean, they were at least nice enough to bring that whole truck back. They're like, dude, we're not down for grand theft. We're just down for grand borrow.
Ain't nobody down for the actual truck. Everybody wanted the bacon. Like, come on
now. Yeah. Yeah, they're not down for grand theft. They're just borrowing it, bringing it back. So. What is the rules on that? Because technically, if they stole the truck, right, that would be grand theft. But then they brought it back. So it's like,
I borrowed it.
If you had a good lawyer, you could probably get out of that.
I mean, question, did the truck have gas in it? You know?
Well, here's what I don't get. They're in California, right? They're so close to the Mexican border. They could have just took the bacon and ditched the truck in Mexico and probably made some extra cash. I'm not saying nobody ever do that, or if I know anybody that's ever done that, or if I've ever done that myself, I'm just saying, you know. I've never once, you know, broken into a taco truck.
Lord.
Never once. It was three times, but I've never done it once. Moving on. Moving on. This one hits me a little close to my old home here, but man robs the same gas station twice a week in a small Arizona town. In Yuma, Arizona, a man has been robbing the same Circle K gas station at least two times a week for the past 7 years. Cops seem to be always one step behind him. And I know this for a fact because when I used to live out there, I used to live by the Circle K, and it would get robbed literally two or three times a week. Like, literally. And I even saw the people run through my parking lot or run through the parking lot of my apartments one night, because my apartments where I was living at was right there. And the Circle K was, like, across the street sort of, right? And literally, I look out because my dogs were barking, and these people were running through the parking lot, right? And, like, I didn't see where they took off to, but, like, cops are, like, going by and shit like that. And then I hear on the news in the morning that the Circle K was robbed again.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, people that don't know, Circle K is like a AM/PM type thing.
Yeah, we have that in Tennessee too. We have that as a gas station.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if we had Circle K's around here.
Yeah, we do. We do here, but the farther north you go, there's not. I don't think.
Right. I mean, they call their Shell station pockets around here, man. So I don't know what y'all call
That's
your gas station.
Because
they were going to blow up.
They had a water leak in their gas tanks, and so they literally blew up.
I'm surprised people didn't trip out and be like, Mac Pro is like 10 miles away. It can blow up the whole circle or blow up the whole freaking gas station.
Listen, if you
sorry,
listen
that's a little
cat.
That's some Camden humor, guys. That's some Camden humor. My bad.
Listen. Okay, so Mac Pro, in case y'all don't know, because y'all aren't from where we are, but Mac Pro is a magnesium plant. Okay, and so it's on fire at least like I don't know, maybe once a week, but you can't put it out with water. You have to let it, you know.
It has to burn out.
Sometimes the fires, and if it really actually blew, it would take out the town of Camden. People panic all the time when it's starting, and they're like, it's going to blow. It's going to take it all the way out to the interstate. It's going to take it all the way up. I don't know if it would cover that much ground. It might.
No, see, what people are trying to say, people are trying to say it would be like this. Like, you ever seen, like, the beginning of Terminator 2? When, like, they're on the swing, and out of nowhere, it's like a fireball hits, and it's just like everything's on fire. That's what people are thinking is going to happen. And it's not really going to be that way. I'm just going to throw that out there. It'd be like a boom.
I mean,
I'm so close to the place. I live so close to the place, I'm one of the first ones to go.
Yeah, he'll be the one that dies. Like, he'll be the one in the news being like,
I've literally gotten up at like 2 in the morning to take a piss and look out and be like, is it daylight? Because it would be, like, so bright out, right? Like, it's daylight. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, and then I just look over and MagPro's on fire. But it lights up the whole damn sky.
Anyways.
And then, let's see here. Well, that's about it on the random news.
Awesome.
So, besides talking about MagPro catching on fire. See, guys, I'm a little unprepared for this show, guys. My bad on that. Yeah. I've had a busy week, and it's been fun. I've dug it so far. I've liked it, and it's only Tuesday. Or it's still only Monday, but, you know.
Yeah.
See, I don't even know what day of the week it is anymore. That's like how busy I've been the last couple weeks. I'm thinking it's freaking the future, and I'm really in the past or something right now. I don't know.
He's talking to the girl working 2 jobs at the moment sometimes. But
sometimes even 3.
Even 3, yeah. But it is a
Oh, I know something. I know something random we could talk about. Okay, what is the deal with these damn freaking adult Happy Meal toys being worth, like, grand, 2 grand, shit like that? That's a mystery that needs to be freaking solved.
Okay, so I'll give you all the down low on that, okay? So we got bored at work yesterday, and these people have been getting these Happy Meals, and so we have 2 of the toys in the kitchen at work, and they're creepy as hell, by the way, because they have 4 eyes apiece. And I don't remember any of the
I don't
older
get I'm still so confused on what the hell the cactus flea market bullshit, whatever it is. If any of our listeners know what that is, like, enlighten me here, man. What the fuck?
Please call.
Like,
please call and tell us
what the hell it is.
Like, we don't see the how they actually make money, because, like, we're looking at, like, some of the shoes and stuff on there and whatever, and it's just like, I wouldn't spend that money on those, like. But anyway, these toys.
Kids nowadays,
that,
they're weird.
Well, the toys that are given in the Happy Meals, they've run out of the toys now, so they quit doing them. And now people are selling them because it's, like, you know, rare to have one, so people are selling them, but they're going, literally, they were just in McDonald's and you were buying them or whatever, and it's not, they're not even like a month old, and they're out there selling them online for like $2,000 or something. What was the highest one you've seen? Like,
I'm not gonna lie, I think the highest one I saw was like $3,000 and something, but I forget which one it was. It might have been
like
the set or something. It might have been, like, the set of them or something, but
yeah.
It was literally, like, $3,000 at least. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And I'm sitting over here thinking, what can I sell in my house on this website that is a piece of crap but will actually go for like $1,000?
Well,
let's
like,
go. Like,
when we saw, see, that's what made us, like, when we saw that price, we're like, okay, I got to see what the fuck a, I'm sorry, I keep saying fuck on the show. I keep forgetting we're not on the Stash, which is a show that comes on every Wednesday hosted by Tommy Bongs and Danny Tokes, two of the sweetest and coolest hosts of any weed show on the airwaves. Had to throw that out there.
Free
anyways,
advertisement.
Like, free advertisement. But anyways, oh, shit. I had to throw the Stash out there at some point. But, yeah, I don't know. I just, like, that's what made us, like, when we were like, this is going for $3,000, that's what made us start looking into, like, what the hell the Cactus Flea Market is. The only thing we could find was some shitty shoes and a creepy-looking shirt, sweater thing.
Yeah, the shirt, like, how much, like, $1,000? I'm sitting over here thinking, I wouldn't even spend.
Well, the shoes looked like they had the Nike symbol on one of them. And then the other one, I don't know what the fuck it was. It was like they just took some shoes and put together like some Franken shoes and some shit, you know?
Yeah, Frankenstein. But anyways, moving on.
Yeah. Anyways, what is today's episode about?
It is about breast cancer awareness, and we had some questions come in from actual people struggling with breast cancer at this time. They had some questions, and then we had a few comments made by cancer survivors. So I'm going to start off with one of our questions. It's from a lady in Idaho. Yes, I said that right. Not Iowa, Idaho. Yes, okay.
I am not a hoe. I am not a hoe.
Instead of Idaho, and they're from Idaho, so I didn't want to get that right. Anyway. A woman who just had her breast removed. She had breast cancer. She had her breast removed. And her question was, she wanted some advice on how to reintegrate back into society without fear of being without a breast. Like, she feels like her womanhood was taken away. And I completely understand because, like, in our society, you know, it's all about the sexual appearance of us, our bodies, you know, stuff. It's all, you know, I mean, all in your advertisement. It's all in your stuff. So when something happens like that, it makes you feel like you're not a woman. And I just want to say, one, you're the strongest woman that there is. Like, you're one of the strongest women there is. You're the face of women. Yes, you might only have one breast, but you just struggled through something that other people couldn't even imagine. So, actually, you should be the face of women. I mean, just because you only have one breast doesn't mean that you're any less of a person or a woman in general. Sorry, my cat's trying to become part of the show.
I didn't know what that was right there. I was like, what?
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm going to be known as the crazy cat lady. anyway, as I throw them down from the window. again, I just want to go back and say, I mean, go out into society proud. I mean, with your head held high. I mean, if it makes you feel more comfortable, I know that they have, like, the bras that where they can make, where a fake boob is on one side, you know, or both, if you had both removed. If that makes you more comfortable, do that. I mean, do whatever you have to do, but make sure you keep going out there because don't let anybody take your voice because you definitely earned it. That's my advice on that. I mean, do you have anything to add?
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. Don't be afraid to get out there.
Yeah, like, I mean, don't let, just because, like I said, just because a boob was removed doesn't mean that you're any less of a woman. I mean,
not one bit.
Go ahead. we have, this one is from a woman in Texas, and so she is a breast cancer survivor. And so she had a question more than and that she would like to see more of our like T-shirts and stuff like that, and for breast cancer awareness. She said you don't have to do it just in October, but she was done with that because she's a cancer survivor. And her question was if we were going to do merchandise with anything like that. So are we?
We've been trying to, so.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Question mark. Happy face, winky
question
face.
Mark. Maybe by next we'll have online like that. It's not something what we wouldn't mind doing. It's something that we're looking into trying to do. For a lot of things.
Yeah.
For a lot of
right now, guys, between the two of us, well, when I say this, we got a bunch of co-hosts, but only two of us really try to push the brand forward on things. And so between that and us doing our normal jobs, it's kind of hard sometimes. But yes, we are. But we are working on some merch, guys, and we got a bunch of ideas for it. And yeah, I mean, we need to start doing stuff like
ideas,
that. So,
if you have
yeah,
ideas,
and if you guys do have any ideas out there, feel free to let us know. So that would be awesome, also.
Yeah.
And
we'll
maybe
totally
we can talk Shane into drawing you or something.
Yeah.
If
I
we
mean,
pick your idea,
we'll talk
Shane into drawing you.
Yeah, we'll give credit where credit's due. I mean, like send in your ideas, and we'll
I don't know if it's a really good idea. I'm just gonna steal it. I'm sorry. That's how it works in showbiz, guys.
Listen, I know. I won't let
you. Okay? If it's a totally awesome idea, I totally did it. So.
I'll totally put like by Dakota actually by.
Yeah. Hyphen.
I got you.
So and so.
I know how to deal with it. But anyway,
I just think when we start doing the mystery show, guys, I think that's going to be pretty good. We talked about that last time, I believe, didn't we?
We also had a gentleman that wrote in this time. He was asking about, he's actually been diagnosed with breast cancer, and he didn't realize it was as common as it was for men. And he was thanking us for mentioning it on the show, but that he said for years I thought it was this struggle that women overcame, and now here I am with it. And he's like, I just want to say that you women are very strong. He says there's some days that I don't even want to get up out of the bed, and I had shared this with a friend of mine who is a fan of the show, and also breast cancer awareness, so she's reached back out to him for us in response to which she was telling him that he was just strong and to hang in there. Like it's a community. It's not just about women. It's not just about men. It's about the survivors in general. So I thought that was pretty awesome.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for doing that for us, Sarah. That was great. Anyway, moving on. I know we're getting closer and closer to Halloween. I don't know, like, I would like to hear what y'all's ideas are or what y'all do on Halloween, like what your traditions are. So, like, for our next episode, we can have those talk about on the show. That would be awesome. I am dressing up this year, even if I have to walk around in my house. Just my costume. Because one, I actually bought it this year. I usually make my costume parkour. So I bought it and I'm like, I'm dead. I'm going to wear it. I don't care if I don't go anywhere. Mike, I have a question for everyone else. And that is, has anybody noticed like throughout the years that trick-or-treating has become almost obsolete the way it used to be?
Yeah, nowadays parents take their kids to like what is it called? The trunk and treats or whatever it's called?
Yeah, trunk or treats or stuff like that. They don't go door to door and collect the candy. And I just want to say that this is what's wrong with our society. These kids get free candy super easy, and they didn't even have to work for it. I'm like, I remember as a kid, like, having to grin at all these people that even freaked you out when you went to their house, but you got candy, so you went and done it. Like, you know, you were tired by the end of the night, but it was worth it, you know. Now you just go to a trunk-or-treat for, like, an hour, and you're done. Seems like we're losing the tradition.
Yeah,
maybe I'm not out of care.
Well, I mean, it's just the way it is nowadays, though. Like, I bet you in the next, say, 10 years, there won't be trick-or-treating. If somebody goes trick-or-treating, now they'd be like, what is this person doing? Because it'd literally be like where you just get your candy from, like, you go to, like, the churches and the trunk and treats. Or is that how you say it, trunk and treat?
Am
I saying that right?
Trunk or treat.
Yeah, yeah, you go get candy out of trunks.
Well, the way you said that got me. It throws me off that churches have these trick-or-treating because, you know, Halloween and don't get me wrong.
I literally asked that one time. Like, I was probably, like, 13 or 14, right? And I was being, like, my smart-ass stage, you know? Like, I thought I knew everything. And I was, like, I was going to the youth group and stuff at church and everything, and they're like, the Halloween festival's this week or whatever. And I'm like, why is the church celebrating Halloween? And everybody looked at me like I was stupid. I'm sitting there thinking, what? Like, you guys not getting it? Or am I the only one seeing this? And then I was like, fuck it, freaking
out. Like, I understand Day of the Dead where, like, in a different culture, it's almost like our homecomings where we go and we have a spread on the dinner on the ground for our homecomings at our graveyards. Like, I get that. And that makes total, complete sense to me. But Halloween is different from the Day of the Dead. The Day of the Dead is how we really expect it. Anyway, it's been a long time since I've been in Spanish class. But anyway, that part makes total sense to me. But, like, and I understand it. And if it were related back, like, in the church harvest festivals and stuff like that, if it was just, like, dinner on the ground, that would make sense to me. But you're not. Your kids are dressing up and stuff like that. And then, like, in your classes or anything else, you're talking about how that's demonic. But then you're allowing it. Like, it makes no sense to me. Like, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I dress up. I don't believe in the you know, all the stuff that you dress up in and all that stuff. But I do it for fun. It's for fun. It's a kid thing. But, you know, it seems odd to be at a church, you know. Just anyway, maybe that's just me. And it just never made sense to me because I never actually got an answer for it because people, like you said, they just kind of looked at you like you were dumb or something.
Yeah. It'd be one of those life mysteries that nobody will ever solve. Yeah.
No, because freaking
who shot JFK? Where's Bigfoot? Da 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 da. Hold on, I got Yoda writing me. What the hell's Yoda's name? Oh, here's a word from our Sonic sponsor. Shit, I do, but I just got to work and we're slammed. LOL. And that's a word from our Sonic sponsor.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for the update, Yoder. Keep it up. We love your cheese sticks.
Talk about some of this, these mystery shows that we're going to do. Like, are we going to ask send in topics of mysteries, or are we just going to present them with mysteries on the show?
Well, I'm thinking the first one we'll agree as a team which one we're going to do first and kind of go from there and see how it goes. If it goes over well, then we'll start trying to bring the fans in on it and have them start sending things in on mysteries and stuff like that. But it's going to be a once a month at first type thing, I guess. I'm not quite sure how long it'd be. It'd probably be at least a couple hours, I figure. Because, you know, me and Logan ain't too bright, so to be you solving a mystery with two stoners.
What?
It'd be like a bad Scooby-Doo episode. I'll give you that. But
it'd be like laying in the corner. I'm like, here I go again on my
just think
own.
About it. Think about it. You're Velma. You're gonna be Velma of the group. Shane's gonna be there. I'll be there. Logan will be there, and Yoda will be there. So you tell us who's who.
What the heck is that asking? What?
That's Yoder.
How did he become the beautiful woman, and I'm over here as the... Anyway, going on.
You're the brains of the group, okay?
Yeah. Oh.
Shane can be Fred.
No.
I can be...
No. Shane cannot be Fred.
Okay, Shane is totally Scooby.
Yeah, he is.
Shane and Doodle do, what you gonna do? Yeah, see, it fits.
I guess that would make you Shaq and
I guess, yeah. Oh, can I be Daphne?
Oh, hell no. Like, if I can't be the beautiful one with the boots, you can be.
Well, Logan's definitely Fred.
Yeah.
He would actually try to catch the bad person. can I be Scrappy? I'm just there. I'm just there in the spinoff.
I only thought you'd be down for being Shaggy. I mean,
He's a vegetarian. No, Shaggy's a vegetarian. So no, I don't want to be Shaggy.
Shaggy's not a vegetarian.
Yes, he is. Casey Kasem became a vegetarian in real life, and it was in real life.
Okay.
And so they
here
made the character
the
of Shaggy
of
a vegetarian over the years. No,
yeah,
they made Shaggy a vegetarian nowadays. Yeah, but I mean, seriously, he's a vegetarian nowadays.
Original where they're eating sandwiches and Scooby snacks, and there ain't nothing vegetarian about that. But anyway.
Now he eats tofu. Now he's a tofu. Moving right along. Tune in Wednesday to the stash. The greatest weed. No, I'm kidding. Awkward
anyway.
Silence on my end.
Sorry. Yeah. Anyway. where we normally I apologize. My phone keeps losing service in the window. I apologize, you guys. Advertisement for this week for our shows. I know that you're having a stash show on Wednesday, right?
Yes, we're having one on Wednesday. I know we missed last week, guys. And then Friday, are we going to do a Kingsport? Probably me and you again. And maybe we'll get Shane to call back in.
Yeah, Shane called in this last time, so that would be cool. Even if, you know, you Logan showed up. They were in the title, but they didn't call in. But
we'll do a Halloween episode Friday for the King's Court, so everybody tune in for that. We're going to make it the Halloween special.
Yeah.
So everybody hit us up for the rest of the week with your worst costumes, your best costumes, the weirdest costumes you've ever seen, the greatest costumes you've ever seen,
the weirdest, you know what I mean.
The
weirdest trick-or-treating stories that you had, or...
just hit us up with anything
Halloween-related.
Yeah.
I know that we live in an area where, like, you don't really see a lot of toilet papering anymore. Like, but I have seen a few houses this year. Where you were from, was it big in your area during Halloween?
Not really, but I was also, like, I went to a lot of Halloween parties, so we weren't really out toilet papering anything like that.
That's true.
I was out drinking and shit, so I thought I was a normal teen. I guess I wasn't. I guess I should have been out toilet papering also, huh?
I wouldn't know either, but anyway.
Fuck, I'm going to go toilet paper a house this year. Where does Shamu? What's the favorite of his house?
The only house I ever toilet papered was my aunt, and that was because she had let us, and then we had to clean it up the next day. So I can't really
okay,
go
that
into
doesn't
that
count.
At all.
That does not
so
count.
It doesn't really... So anyway.
Next time you tell that story, spice it up a little and be like, yo, we toilet papered the house next to my aunt's because they pissed us off and they tried to make us clean it up the next day. Make it seem cool.
I'm not
I got you. See, that's why I'm the captain of cool. That's why I'm the captain
Listen,
of cool. I got you.
Yeah.
This is the part where we pimp the other shows for the week, guys.
Yeah.
Like she said, Stash on Wednesdays, Keep Court on Friday, Halloween special. Everybody tune in for it. It's going to be awesome. Ask Me a Levice on Monday because, you know, we're awesome like that, too. Okay, I think that's it. Do I do any more shows? I feel like I do too many of those.
Well, where are
you? Is there another one in there somewhere? Oh, yeah, the mystery show. I think that's next month. I think I'm good.
Yeah.
See, is that it? See, and then three shows. Is that, huh? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Are you going to be doing any
Sorry,
of the
guys.
Shows?
Doubtful for the next few weeks. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of mind fucked for the next few weeks, guys. So I'm kind of an autopilot. So my bad. That's why I was kind of a little unprepared for this show today, which I was telling you that yesterday.
Yeah, and I do take some fall for that because I really didn't give him a topic until yesterday. So,
Nah, it's all good. I mean, well, usually you don't give me the topic till Sunday anyways, most of the time.
Yeah, mostly because he does his work the best when he procrastinates, so.
Yeah, but it was this time here I had to go to bed early and, you know, a few other things, so I had to get up early as shit. Which, by the way, guys, getting up at like 7:30 in the morning is not fun. I'm going to throw that out there. Whoever made that up is fucking stupid.
You get to sleep at 7:30? Like,
I usually get to sleep till freaking 11, but, you know.
Like, when I get up, you guys, or whatever, like, I text my friends or whatever, and I'll tell them good morning or whatever. And, like, I get up at, like, my first alarm clock goes off at 5:30 in the morning to make sure my dog goes outside because she's bladder trained. And so I'm up at, like, 5:30 in the morning. And Dakota's over here, like, not responding back till 11 a.m., where I'm, like, already halfway into the day. And he's just now becoming alert and awake. Oh.
Yeah, best thing about going in at noon.
So for the next, like weeks, he's been getting up early, and it's like, how does it feel? And he's like, I hate it.
No, it's all right. It ain't too bad, guys. I go straight to the gas station, get me two big coffees, chug them.
He enjoys the fact that he gets off at like 4, you know, and can have the rest of his day to himself. But other than that, you know.
Shh, don't tell my secrets.
I don't tell him what you do after work. I don't know what you do after work. Well,
smoke a lot of marijuana.
I
mean, what?
Yeah, I do know that. But
speaking of marijuana, tune into the Stash on Wednesday's night.
Jeez,
coolest stoners ever.
I just want everybody to point out that they need to write in on their show to be like, are you going to advertise for Ask Me a Levice on your show?
I do. I do too. I do too. Do
as much as we do for the Stash.
Well, a vice don't really come up on our show as much as weed comes up on this one.
How?
All right, people. It is too. All right, our homies. Like I said, make sure you guys tune in Wednesday night to the Stash. Tune in Friday night to our Halloween special of the King's Court. Tune in Monday because we'll be here again for another episode of Ask Me Levice. Anything you want to add before I say that cool saying I say at the end of every freaking show?
I just want to remind everybody that we have a Facebook page called Ask Neil Advice. If you have any questions, need any advice, you can always reach out to us private message on there. You can send, you can actually leave a message on the page. Share our page with people that you think need us. We're out there for you, for everybody. Remember, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we give our shout out to them. And I think that's it.
All right. The part where I do this, let me get my voice ready for it. Remember to always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.
Bye.
My sexy radio voice came out with that one. Because the world needs roasting. Winky face.
I'm totally not going to lie. Like, you totally cut in and out for me, so I didn't even hear it. So.
Okay. Yeah. But the listeners heard it, so it's okay.
That's all that matters. Y'all really are.
That's all that matters, that the listeners heard me talking my sexy radio voice just like this. And I'm just like, please tune in next week to another episode of Ask Me Advice. I'll be here talking just like this.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Y'all have a great night.
Bye.